attracted by the surface conversations. Yeah, these are the kind of conversation I think we should have more of, especially leading to the next election in 2023. And we have more for you across all our shows, right? Welcome to the show. I'm Sheriff Kodri. Now, I have questions, right? Now, let me ask you this. Are you of the mindset that rotational presidency will accelerate the pace of development, or Nigeria's speed towards national development? Are you of that mindset? Think about that. Or do you share the notion that a single term from any region on the basis of merit and ability, without necessarily being rotational, is more doable? You feel that we should just do single term? It doesn't matter where you're from, just single term and you're done. That's it. Do you think that would accelerate pace and our evolvement as a nation? Or maybe you think that the adoption of a rotational presidency is impracticable given the multiple existence of political parties, which some have described weak, given that Nigeria is multi-ethnic state. So Nigeria is not about Hausa, Igbo or Yoruba alone. There are, you don't want to go there. So, I bid you welcome to the conversation this morning, and I want you to join our conversation. And please try and answer these questions when you're calling, because there have been contemporary arguments everywhere and counter arguments about zoning and power rotation and the overall implication of these principles for the consolidation of democracy in Nigeria. Some people would say that this principle of rotational presidency has made Nigeria weak. Some have said it has strengthened our democracy. Whatever it is for you, I would like to know, right? So I'm just going to tell you that research has shown that Nigeria is among several countries in Africa confronted by threats of political instability and social conflicts that, you know, characterizes most multi-ethnic nations on the continent. So it is not a peculiar challenge. Any nation, according to research, that has multiple ethnic groups, they are plagued with this issue that we're faced with right now as to how to manage their diversity. While some with a larger complex, more complex ethnic makeup, they've been able to manage theirs successfully. It has resulted in development for them. Well, I'll leave that to you to talk to me about. Gbolahan Olajide joins me right now in the studio. Gbolahan, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Sheriff. Nice to be here.
It's good to have you here. Talk to me about rotational presidency. What's your thought about it before we even delve deeper into this conversation?
Well, I think it's something we have invented to fill the gap for a step we have not been able to take, for a major decision we have not been able to take. So we invented a stopgap. That is what rotational presidency is. The real step we need to take is to empower the regions or the state, the constituent units of Nigeria, to be able to run at their own space, at their own paces. Now, that's whether you're calling it fiscal federalism, you're calling it restructuring, you're saying, oh, revisit the 1999 constitution, whatever form and shape you have given to it. We have not been able to confront that monster. So our inability to confront it, we invented this rotation. Okay, let it go around the north to the south. Does it really go around? That's another question we should ask. In a country of 250 ethnic nationalities, whether it goes around is another question.
It's another question
out there. That's what rotation is. It's a stopgap.
Do you think it's a formidable stopgap? I mean, when you say something is a stopgap, it means that it's temporary, right?
It should be temporary. And we're at that junction when we should start to talk about the real elevated level of our democracy. And that is the one that has no rotation, in which, if we have said we are Nigerians, then let's just look for the best product that fits the bill and put him there, irrespective of where that person is coming from. And let me set a background with an information.
Okay.
The first, for 32 years, out of the first 36 years of America's democracy, 32 out of 36, all the presidents came from Virginia.
All the presidents?
All of them. So George Washington, Virginia, Thomas Jefferson, Virginia, James Madison, Virginia, James Monroe, Virginia. And it wasn't an issue in American politics. So people were not saying, ah, why are going to come from Virginia now? What happened to the rest of us?
Mm.
If you come further down, you see the 41st president of America was Bush Senior. The 43rd was Bush Junior. Then you have Jeb Bush also trying to contest to be president.
That's right.
And when you go into America's political discussion,
yeah,
that is still not an issue. They don't care.
They don't care.
They don't care. So the question we must begin to ask is, so why do we care?
Why don't we have this conversation? Why? What's so scary about it?
Yes. You see, the real conversation we should be having, I'm not saying it will happen
overnight.
By 2023, but we must begin to have that conversation so that ultimately we're able to transit to where we need to be. As it is today, because Nigeria has a very strong center, the federal government is powerful. And that is why we see everybody want to seize the reign of that power.
Everybody is gunning for that center.
For that center. Irrespective of how much of inefficiency that strong center has conferred on us. We have a history of how we got there. You know, when the military came in, the way the military hierarchy works is different from democracy.
Right.
It is important that there is a unitary of a unitary command, or what do you call it?
Yeah.
So they had to structure the nation along the line of the system that they are used to, and they can run efficiently.
That favors them.
That favors them. Mm. So they did that, which is okay under the circumstance.
Yeah.
But then the military has left us for a while now. Mm. It is high time we get in that space and start to discuss a proper democracy where the regions or the state, as the case is right now, are empowered and everybody can run. And then we will have a way of feeding the center to do all those things we have agreed should be centralized.
Are we ever going to come or get to that point? Now, this is the reason I'm asking this question, because it feels that it's looking like practically impossible to try and take power away from the center. Remember, certain political parties, All Progressives Congress, during their campaign in 2015, made the center of their campaign that they were going to restructure the country. Right. They got in and told us that, what is the meaning of restructuring? Then they were asking us to define restructuring.
Exactly.
It's looking like it's never going to happen.
Because that is the nature of power. When people get there and they see, oh, this is how much influence I have at my fingertips,
right,
they're not going to let it go. So it's going to be, number one, I think we need the consensus of the elite to say, look, this country has not been at its best. Can we do something different? Look at how we have been walking on very tight ropes in the last few years.
Right.
Insecurity, economic issues. Even economic issues is even more disastrous.
That's right.
By virtue of this so-called power at the center, we have a situation in which four oil states and another two or three or thereabout, including these same oil states, are the ones feeding the entire country. So it's more or less like saying you have 36 plus one, but they're all being fed by six states. Most of the other states go to Abuja to go and collect 70%, some 82%. There are a few states that get up to 82% of what they spend from Abuja.
Majority of states are not viable today, in today's Nigeria.
They're not viable. And there is no incentive for them to get viable because, just Sheriff, look at it now. I only need to get 18% of what I need. And then at the end of the month, I send my commissioner of finance, go to Abuja, bring 82%. And the guy goes there and he brings it.
That's it.
And I sit on this thing and I share. That's all the governors are doing. Sharing the wealth that they did not create. So the incentive to even create the wealth in the first instance is not there. But there's a powerful center everybody aspires to go so that you can also be the one that will distribute that largesse. And Nigeria should not be deceived by the manipulation of the politicians.
Right.
all this north, south, it is not about us.
I'm coming there. Okay, let me just go there.
Okay.
Let's go there now. When they when they flash that card,
yeah,
of my region is our turn, my sub-region is our turn, do they have the interest of the people when they flash that card?
No.
Or it's about their own pecuniary gains or their selfish interest?
It is their game. It is their own thing they are fighting for. It is the elite.
It's never about the people.
It's never about the people. But because they have the capacity for manipulation, for mass manipulation, so there is a way they elicit all those primordial sentiments, ethnicity, religion, and all of that. And once you throw that thing in that space, our people will grab it.
It's easy to grab, right?
They grab it and they run with it without even asking fundamental questions, right, as to whether the issue of this guy coming from my region,
yeah,
is a benefit to me as an ordinary citizen. It is out there. In this republic alone, two presidents have emerged from Katsina. Umaru Yar'Adua and the current president.
That's right.
But Katsina, it's one of the poorest states in Nigeria.
That's right.
In all indices of development, it rates extremely poor as a state. Whether it is insecurity you want to talk about is one of the homes of banditry. To the extent that even traditional ruler in Daura, someone related even to the president, I think the father of the president, ADC, right, was kidnapped in Katsina. So if this is about the fact that, oh, so our sons became president,
we'll be everything secured.
So how come it is like that? Can we ask Owu people or Abeokuta people or even Songo-Ota people how Obasanjo being the president
benefited them,
has transformed their own environment? So, now our person be this, now he came from my state, therefore, whether it's Owu or Abeokuta or Songwater, every place has become El Dorado. Is that what happened? As at the time Jonathan left the office, yeah, I don't think there was drinking water in Utuke.
Okay.
So what exactly is it then? Okay, I think they build a church and then a university at yeah, the end of the day. University, yeah, for everybody to attend. If I want my son to go to the university in Utuke, he will go there. You know. So we must begin to ask those questions. My son has been made that. Apart from personal gratification that may come from that,
right,
individual favors, the ordinary citizen has not truly benefited from our son is the
Why
president.
Do we always grab that narrative and run with it as a people? Anytime the politicians flash that card, we're always very quick to grab it, that it is our turn and nothing else. Recall just recently, the Southern Governors Forum came out and they were saying that it's our turn in the South for presidency. And then almost everybody in the South, you know, is running with it without critically interrogating
the situation. The reason is simple.
Why do we always grab things when they tell us things and we're wrong with it?
The structure necessary for us to transit away from all this, it is my turn, send it to the South, send it to the North. The structure required to transit away from that does not exist as we speak. So that makes it easy for politicians to use this rotational thing. Under the system we have, there's no way there will not be issue of rotation in the current system. It becomes abnormal that everybody should come from a zone or a region. So people also want the sense of I'm also part of this nation.
Right.
Our son or our daughter should also hold that position.
Right.
And is a genuine concern under the current structure that we run, where all the power, the chunk of the power, are concentrated in Abuja. Everybody want to be in the Abuja.
Let me rephrase before we go to break.
Yeah.
Is that what is keeping us together as a country? Rotational presidency?
It's neither here nor there. Okay, maybe when you come back.
All right. Let's take a few calls. Let's take a few calls. And we'll attempt that question. Before we go to break, let's take like two or three calls. And please make it short and straight to the point. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. That is 01465-7190. That one is strictly for the female callers. If you're watching on Facebook and on YouTube, we see you. We appreciate that. We'll come to take your thoughts. I can see all of them. Well, let me speak with Chief. Chief Obasi is here. Chief, let's speak with you very quickly before we go to break. Hello, Chief. Morning to you.
Hello, Terry. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, I like the topic you're discussing this morning.
Thank you.
You see, Nigeria is a multi-ethnic, multi-dimensional country.
Right.
Yes, you mentioned America. The issue of rotational presidency, I believe, is something that we need to put into our constitution. There's no way you can select, 100 or 1,000 Nigerians, and you don't have bad brains from across the region. So if you have rotational presidency, it will give everybody that sense of belonging. Even if there's no region that will job break anybody, to be the president.
Mm.
But it will give an ordinary man the sense of, okay, let me wait. My one time will come. Like the Bible says, wait for your time or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's very important.
Mm. Then thank you, Chief.
Coming to the issue of,
Chief, we need to go to break now. We need to go to break. I'll wait for all the system to cut you off. Thank you, Chief. You can call back, Chief. I will give you that chance to call back and conclude on your line of thought. Well, let's go to Big Bolawa. When we return, we'll deal with the question that I asked then. We'll be right back. Stay with us here.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Oh yes, we're reaching you live from our audiovisual studios here on Etimi and Crescent, Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria. If you are just tuning in, you're welcome. We're talking rotational presidency on the Morning Crossfire today. I am Sheriff Quadric Balaolajade. Joins me in the studio live this morning to have this conversation. If you are watching or listening from outside the country and you'd like to join the conversation, please feel free to call our Skype. The Skype ID is Nigeria Info FM. Huh? You can call in via Skype and share your thought on our conversation this morning. Well, thank you again for coming through today.
The pleasure is mine.
Let's go to the question that I asked earlier, and it's vital. Rotational presidency, is that what is keeping Nigeria together?
It is a way we have tried. In a way, it is, because like I said, there's something bigger we needed to have confronted. We have not been able to muster enough courage to confront it. So we wanted this top gap.
Mm.
And it is this top gap that is still making us, to be as it is. And if you take it away, the country might not, things might not go down well in the country. That is the reality. So what will help us to take it away, we have not done it. So the right structure is not there. Therefore, what will create that sense of fairness is this so-called rotation for now. Rotation, they say north, south. Those are also very bogus, loosely defined words. What is north? So if they say north should produce the president, just as an example, at what point will it be an Igala man? When will it be the turn of the new payment to be that president? If you say north.
If you say north now.
If you say north.
How do they rotate it?
How do they rotate it? In Kaduna alone, there are over 60 distinct ethnic nationalities. Wow. When will it go around in Kaduna? Wow. In Jos, I learned there are about 40 ethnic groups.
Mm.
So when we use this word north, most of the time people are just talking about Hausa and Fulani.
Mm.
When you say south, it is the same thing.
Mm.
In Cross River, there are probably like 35, 40 tribes.
Maybe more.
Ethnic group, maybe more in that state. When will this thing go around 250 ethnic nationalities? Or are we going to continue to define south as Igbo and Yoruba? And north as Hausa and Fulani? What about all the other 240 ethnic nationalities.
You know what? Now that you've mentioned that, let me take this message on WhatsApp. Well, listen to this. This person, his name is Prince in Abeokuta, and he says, Lagos, listen to this. He says, each time I hear about this rotational presidency, I scornfully smile. It's a big form of hypocrisy among major ethnic groups in Nigeria. People who constantly talk about marginalization should visit their various states and see demonic kind of marginalization. Some sub-tribes of constituencies have never produced a speaker of the House of Assembly, let alone being the governor. Let me add this. Hausa has never ruled or governed Nigeria, not even as vice president. We only have Igbo, Fulani, Kanke, Nupe, Kanuri, Yoruba, and Ijo as head of states or president. Just 7 ethnicities since 1960 at the expense of other over 350 ethnicities and tribes in Nigeria like Urhobo, Isoko, Esan, Wepa, Wano, Wepa Wano, Igala, Ibibio, Efik, Okun, Jukum, Ebira, Ishakiri, Rigie, etc. That's what the prince said. Yes. Invariably saying that, look, rotational, whatever it is you want to call it, you are marginalizing other ethnic groups as well.
The way the big ethnic groups speak in Nigeria sometimes is
as if others don't
matter. If others don't exist to have these discussions. Otherwise, it would take us a long time to get to destination. And if we're not careful, we might even lose it in the midst of all of that.
You know, I put something down here. I said maybe it's our quickest and fastest way to development. Is that true? Maybe when we have rotational presidency,
no, it's not.
It can speed up development.
That monster we are avoiding from dealing with, which is to empower the constituent unit to run on their own.
Yeah.
Take away some of those things that is concentrated in the center that makes it so attractive that everybody want to go there. If we do that, that will lead to faster development than everybody dancing around or the major ethnic tribe dancing around the possibility of becoming president and controlling Abuja so that they can share the largesse to their elite friends and cohorts, not necessarily for the development of the people. Like we have seen, I've quoted precedent,
and
we can ask, what happened? Come on for the second Niger Bridge. Could not be done under Jonathan. What are we talking about? You see in Katsina, you see in Abeokuta, it is not about my son is the president. We really need to move away from that. We may not be able to do it in 2023. The fair nothing now will be, it is the son of the South. Let's give it to the South somehow, if that is what the political class agree on. But let us know at the back of our mind that this is not the way of the future, and this is not the way of development. And we must begin to have the right discussions.
I'm glad that you mentioned not the way of the future and not the way of the world, because my next question to you, well, I was going to be whether this is sustainable. Because from the look of things between you and me, it doesn't look like the political class is ready.
It's not sustainable. See, when we came back to this republic, the first president was Obasanjo. By the second term, he has already started plotting a third term.
Yeah.
America has had a president since 89. Not one president has plotted to have a third term. Yeah. So there is what we're toying with. It's as if we're toying with the what held us together as a nation. And we must have that courage to break free and do the right thing. Why will an Ahmadu Bello rather have Tafawa as a prime minister, while he stayed back as a premier of the northern region? Because he know where the impact is to be made. Today, people don't even hold governors accountable. They don't hold local government accountable. Everybody say it is Abuja.
Every problem is Abuja.
Every problem is Abuja. And if you also challenge those governors, what do they do too? They push it. They said it is Abuja. So everybody is blaming that Abuja. Can we confront that monster?
Let's speak with this caller who is calling on Skype. Hi, Nature. Good morning to you.
Hello. Good morning, sir.
Morning to you. Where are you calling? Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Italy.
From Italy. Welcome.
Yeah, I just want to say something about the back.
Yes, please.
I think it's high time they know going to place a priority. If you want to face the public, let them face the public. This is not time Nigerian don't need. We don't need jokers right now. Things are tough everywhere. I know they are in a good position to fund whatever they want.
Right.
But it's high time the masses should vote for who they want and believe in that person.
Right.
So that's just what I believe Nigerians should look up for, okay, for the next coming election.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you to you for calling. Appreciate your time. He was talking about Pastor Tunde Bakare, his comment leading to the 2023 election. But before I go to the telephone, because I must go to the telephone any moment now, I have gone through some messages on social media, on our social media, and most of them seem to think that, in fact, what we need to do now is to include rotational presidency
in the constitution.
In the constitution. So all these things we are talking, we are just wasting our time.
Yeah. We should also, we also have a duty. Anybody who finds himself in a position to speak to people, we must begin to change that narrative at every opportunity we have to say, look, I agree with you that rotation is what we are doing right now because there is no structure to support a purely merit-based, you know, democracy. So let's do it. But let us know that this is not the way to go. That the way to go is to empower the constituent unit of this country, let them be able to run, make that presidency less powerful than it is right now, so that it becomes less less competitive, so that we don't have to start killing ourselves to get it, and bring the development closer to the people.
To the people.
Yeah. So, and that is a constitutional issue.
Right, right. Let's go to the telephone now. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, man.
This is Madam Ife.
Welcome.
I will still say, well, now, we have to rotate. We have to rotate this thing. Let every region, north or south, or the six regions, you know, go to the center. One region cannot be telling us that, oh, we own this country. We own this country. We must rule you. It is so glaring that the other regions are being suppressed. Whether you people have intelligent people, it's not our business. We have to rule. It is not done. Let us all go. Or we do it these six regions, three in the north, three south, then make that center very, very unattractive. Nobody goes there. You will, if they say, unless they go there to go and see, you say, no, I not go, nothing there. That's how it's going to be. We must rotate it.
Yeah.
What we do cannot be, you know, be on top every time and be making you to understand that, oh, we are going to rule you, whether you like it or not. See what Atiku has just come to say now. He's coming now to come and become a president, a candidate. Oh, my God. Hello, fools.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Ife. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. Let's jump on another one. Hello, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Morning to you.
It's, I just love the job you are doing.
Thank you.
I love you. Whenever you come online, I appreciate the way you put things online.
Thank you.
For this rotational president, as we are talking about, but what I think we should put in place is the system. No matter the president we bring from any place,
he
should be able to do what the people want. If he doesn't do what we want, let that person be removed or impeached before a year itself or before 6 months, and we'll get some.
Oh, we lost that call. It was basically just saying that we need to begin to have a president who is ready to work, not the one that we won't get the direction of his administration in the first 1 year that he comes in. But then that leaves us, you know, we're having this conversation during the break and we're talking about how even our own people, we don't hold our officials responsible, even from the basics, from the grassroots, from the local government. Nobody even cares about who the local government is, but the political class know that they are doing rotation.
rotation for their own sake.
In fact, if you're not from a certain part of the local government or the state, you can't hold any
you can't even aspire.
You can't even aspire.
And that is the saddest part of this.
Even when your records are there to speak for you.
So until we migrate our thinking to focus on merit, the capacity, the competence, the character of an individual to perform in a role.
Yeah.
And then we are able to hold them accountable, because it's a different story when people say, I will do this, I will do that. Hold them accountable. And if they are not accountable or if they are not performing, be able to remove them.
Indeed. That's because Joy is gone. Let's jump on another one. Hello, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you.
You see one thing, this rotation, that is not our problem.
Okay.
Our problem is good governance. Are you hearing me?
I'm
whether
with you.
Whether I come from north, whether I come from south, whether I come from east,
fantastic.
The problem is looting money. So why can't we go to the people who can do well? Like for me, I want let them put hands, go and carry Borno governor Zulum,
okay.
Or they should go and abroad and bring white so that they will teach us how to rule. We don't know how to rule. We Nigerians, our own rule is looting money. So none of these people they bring now that is good for ruling. None of them. They are not coming there to lead us. They are coming there to be looting money. Look at how country be. They are still talking of contest, APC, PDP. Look at how we do. Who will go and vote? People that are hungry or people that have died? Charis, this country, it don't finish. They have finished it.
I love what this city.
Thank you. Said. Thank you so much. Let's take this caller. Let's see who this caller. Hello, caller. Good morning to you. Hello, Wisdom. Are you with me? Wisdom, are you here? I'm sorry, Wisdom. I can't hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hello. Sherry, good morning.
Morning to you. Where are you calling me from?
Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. It was a short break. Wisdom, apologies. We got cut off.
I won't turn my tap and there is I want there to be electricity. A road to drive on. You know, ability to pursue happiness unhindered. That's not where I'm delighted that there are citizens who are already thinking that way. It's not in that rotational density. We take rotational presidency for now because we do not have a structure that's where we need to go.
Yeah. Well, I'm pleasure to have you on the show. We should have this. But for now, let's play quiz, Nigeria for anniversary pop quiz, and see the person that can win 10,000 Naira. If you want to win, feel free to call me right now. Let's see if you will be lucky enough to win 10K this morning. Lagos.
And now it's time for the Nigeria Info Pop Quiz.
O'Shea, let's play. Hello, good morning to you.
Nigeria Info, we are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.